Hi, everyone, and welcome to the very first edition of Inside SailTrek SOC. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome the host of the actual show, Nikki Mahone. How are you?
Good to meet you, Rhea. I'm so excited. This is going to be quite a journey. We're going to be on such an adventure together, and you're more of a sailing person than I am, and I am Caribbean, so it's Caribbean meets sailing, and we're going to do this together.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm going to be doing the podcast, and I think occasionally I might join you on camera. I'm much better the camera this way as opposed to, you in front of the camera as a whole. But you did the first sort of session, the Inside Secrets of the Caribbean, or the Secrets of the Caribbean. That was your first foray. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience and you know, what led you to agree to do this next sort of issue?
This is just such a pinnacle for me because, you know, I was born in New York, raised in the Caribbean to Trinidadian parents. And I was raised with my grandparents on the islands of Trinidad and Tobago. And my whole life, and I've been a news anchor reporter in Miami covering the Caribbean for 3 decades. So it's just so exciting to be able to take what I do as a journalist, as a storyteller, and melt it with my heritage, and to be able to be the face of telling the stories of the wildly diverse Caribbean. We're going to start off in Europe. We're going to show the background and still the links that still exist between the Europe and the Caribbean. And then we're going to go island to island on this fabulous ship. And we're going to show what still makes these people and these places so unique. We're going to tell their stories. We're going to talk about their culture. We're going to eat their food. I'm excited. Are you?
For me, it's all about the food, as you well know, I'm sure. The sailing part of it is great, but the food, I mean, that just really tops it off. And I do believe that while we're in the Mediterranean, we are going to be hitting the shores of Africa as well, briefly.
Well, as we know, it all started there, you know, whether people came by choice or by circumstance, they came across the Atlantic and settled on these islands. And really and truly, my journey in my family and then living here in the United States, I always explain to people, they always say, well, what is so unique about people from the Caribbean? And I say, you know, the ships all went to different ports when they left Africa. So whether you ended up in New Orleans or Santo Domingo, and then from Santo Domingo and Cuba, all they came throughout the Caribbean, the experience was just very different because whether you were colonized by the English or the Spanish or the French or the Dutch. And to remember, in the Caribbean, the brown people outnumbered the owners. Yeah. So our culture and the way we were raised and the way that slavery evolved was different. You know what I mean? It's fascinating. It is absolutely fascinating. As you can tell, I'm so excited just to tell the stories of my people all across the world.
And I think that's something that's really fascinating is because I don't think a lot of people really comprehend the fact that, as you said, there is a French influence, there's a Dutch influence, there's so many different influences depending on who sort of conquered that island or took over that island at certain parts of history. I had a conversation the other day with somebody in regards to New Orleans, for example, the French Quarter, Cajun Creole food. Now, that's not right. You know, that's the U.S. or that's the Caribbean. No, that's the influence. Yes. But
how many Haitians settled in New Orleans, which is one of my favorite cities. No big surprise. My first television job in the United States was in Jackson, Mississippi, which is just 3 hours north of New Orleans. And I would go there on the weekends. And it was just even going to the Catholic churches in New Orleans. It felt like going to Catholic church in Trinidad, so there's so many connections and so many links. And some, you may think you're going down Bourbon Street and having a hurricane and all of a sudden you feel like you're in the tropics. Well, guess what? You really are because you're surrounded by Caribbean influence. So, it's just there's so many links and there's so many stories. And that's what excited. I think we have our work cut out for us, Rhea.
I do believe so. And especially considering we are starting in the Mediterranean and we are going to be on board this beautiful ship. It's taking it, because I think the first series was based on land and with some shit, but this is a different thing altogether. This is, you know, there's going to be a transatlantic crossing. There's going to be, you know, from the Med and then over to the Caribbean. I do believe that there is 6 episodes in the first, in the Mediterranean, and then there's going to be another 8 episodes in the Caribbean. It's going to be really interesting. And if I am not, you know, 50 pounds heavier by the time we're done, I don't know.
I'm not gonna think about it. We're just gonna have to go with it, because in the Caribbean, let me tell you something, we don't worry about stuff like that.
Yeah.
You enjoy it. Like, life is too short, right? But to be on this amazing vessel, you know, to be on the Star Clipper's fleet is really a privilege, right? And a luxury. And it's really a unique way to cruise, even post COVID. You know, I live in Miami, so like I'm used to like these 6,000 people ships, right? Or 5,000. The way people think about sailing is going to be a little different, because we're going to have to think in lower numbers. But Star Clippers has always had this curated cultural experience that you sail and you go into places that you can't go into in those big ships, and the their clientele are looking for those personal experiences with the people on land, and we're going to be able to be part of that and to see, because the clientele, again, they're craving that local, non-touristy, for lack of a better term, experience, where they really get to meet the real people. And as we've seen in the first season of Secrets of the Caribbean, is that you see that, you know, people actually, we get to get our hands dirty. We get our hands in the fish and the food. And, you know, I hear you're going to be hoisting sails. So I don't know how much weight you're going to gain, because they're going to be putting you to work.
That's all right. You know what? That's pretty good for me. You come from the larger ship background. I come from the smaller, you know, the yachts and the motor yachts, super yachts, the sailing yachts. So we're talking single families or, you know, families and friends. So this, I think, for both of us is going to be that mid-range that neither one of us have really truly experienced before. So it sort of combines both worlds with multiple people, but not too many and not too little. It's going to be an experience, guaranteed. And if we are indeed going to be hoisting sails and learning how to properly sail, that's going to be an experience for me as well, because
That's awesome. And you are, and they're going to experience all of that through the two of us.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, which is nice too, because that's, you know, that's how life is. You people travel places, experiences, you know, even our executive producer, Tom Jacob, he this is an experience for him, even though he hates being on camera. I think I'm going to be able to get him on camera. And Kelly Butler, who's a producer, a friend of mine, she's a sailor. She's a journalist, and she is a motorboat cruise captain and a sailor as well. So we have such a vibrant crew, and people are going to experience this with us. And I think that in our authenticity, they're going to see, wow, what would this be like if I try? I think they're all going to want to try it. I think by the third season, we're going to have fans that come along with us. Why not? Right.
Why not? You know what? I think that make the experience even much better, because then, you know, they can sort of follow in the footsteps that we've already taken. And I can guarantee you that the amount of people that we meet, we're going to have to go back and do it all over again, because we won't be able to get them all in on the first round.
No, and we can't. And every place we touch, we're going to see different people and different experiences. And, you know, what's great about us being able to put these stories on film and on podcasts is that we're, you know, so many of our stories, you know, in the Caribbean are told from generation to generation and family to family. Well, now we're going to put them on film, and we're going to make them on something of record that then people can pass on and have forever. And that legacy is just going to be fun to experience. And, but we're going to work out before we do this whole journey, and we're going to get on there looking hot. We're going to get on there. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yes, for sure. Well, I got to say, you know, the new ultra high net worth individual and those that are doing luxury travel now, they are truly into an authentic experience. They are sort of sick and tired of that, you know, popping from one port to another with no real interaction with the local everything, you know, local food, the local.
And from a Caribbean perspective, I mean, you know, as a Caribbean native, you know, it's just, I think that's cheating the clientele when they can't meet us for who we really are. Yeah. You know, I mean, you look at places in every island, you know, these islands, some of the culture from, like, even from Trinidad, I'll say, from speaking from my own experience, Trinidad was discovered by Spain and then the British took over. Well, when the British took over, they left a lot of the Spanish institutions, right? So there's never, like, because when you were so far south in the Caribbean or in the Caribbean, people are like, okay, well, what's working? Let's leave it there and then let's just add to it. So it wasn't like, so there's remnants of everyone that put their mark on each of these islands that still exist. And that's what's nice. It's like, come join the party. That's how we are in the Caribbean. You got a new dish you want to teach us, or we can add to? Yeah, throw it in. We'll add some hot sauce to it or some pepper sauce to it and fire it up a little bit. So, you know, when you go in the Caribbean, Chinese food is there, but it tastes different than Chinese food you've had anywhere else. Or, you know, I go to one of our favorite places to vacation in my family is Aruba. And we go there and the Dutch influence and hearing the cab driver go from Dutch to Papiamento to Spanish because they have that South American influence to English just blows my mind. And the real value and currency of the place is its people, its culture, and their stories. And, you know, what goes on in the world, even in Trinidad and in Aruba, we're getting the Venezuelan influx, you know, from all the political disruptions there. And you can't go to, and then where are the people from Haiti going to go? The other French islands, right? Where they can work, where they can, you know, earn a living. They'll go to Guadeloupe and Martinique and all these other places. And in the Caribbean, we really do have a sense of, like, you know, we really do take care of each other. And it's just, in this COVID has been so hard. So they're happy to see us come back. Their borders are opening up, and they're really, everybody got to know who they are over the last year plus, and they're happy to show it and share it, and happy to have a clientele like that Star Clippers is going to bring who really want to experience it.
Well, you know what? I am so looking forward to it. So I'm hoping that my joy and my experiences will spill over, and the audience will be able to see that as well. And you and I think we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, we certainly are. There's no way we could not, and we're getting away from our kids.
Is going to be a lot of fun, Nikki. I want to say thank you ever so much for your time. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome. It is a pleasure, and see you soon.
For sure. Once again, you have been listening to Nikki. She is the host of Inside Sailtrack SOC, which is going to be coming to you via podcast this fall, and of course, via your television screens coming spring of 2022. We look forward to you all joining us in our journey. You've been watching the very first edition of Inside Sailtrack SOC. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.